to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good morning, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is a pre-recorded interview for December 6th, 2016. And before we dive into an interview with none other than the infamous Jenny Marks, which I can't wait till all of you really hear from her heart what she has to share today, I would like to remind everyone that this is a very interesting time for all of us. We are really going within. If you haven't already noticed, I've been hearing from a lot of people that are writing in that people aren't hanging out as much on forums. They're not hanging out as much in coffee shops. They're finding themselves really spending a lot of time with themselves. And with that comes kind of a sense of loneliness and disconnection, and it could not be any further from the truth. What I think Jenny and I were laughing about just a few minutes ago is we both have major colds, flu kind of stuff. We're both like hacking and coughing. We've got our Kleenex and everything else, and we were just laughing because really, I think my question to all of you is, have you thanked your flu symptoms today? Because look at what it truly represents. We are literally honoring our bodies to purge out all of the third and fourth dimensional stuff so that we can prepare ourselves and be ready for this big jump that we're about to go through. And I couldn't be happier, even though I've been really sick. So I also want to remind everyone, you know, I really am not good at advertising, but we do spend a very large sum of money every month to provide you the Galactic Connection newsletter. Costs us a couple of grand a month to do that. And we do function off of donations. And I need to be better about honoring myself with that, honoring the team with that. So please do yourself a favor, do me a favor, help us thrive, continue to keep this going strong for the new year, especially 2017. Until the big funding lands, this is what we have to go. and do. So that's my first thing. And also, do not forget to check out the relatively new services. We've got the Divine Blueprint Reset, which is just phenomenal with Jeff Godfrey. We also have the Aligning with Sophia, which is with Jeffrey Rosenberg. Those two are incredible. Just check them out. And we also have a couple other new things. I'm getting to it. I've just got a list, a really long list that I'm trying to get to knock out all these different projects. So bear with us. Want to thank everyone for sticking through. And also want to thank all of you that have written in to me regarding the Prime Creator messages. I stand strong in the messages that have been sent out. And I am understanding that a lot of other people are receiving these same exact messages. They just aren't coming out on the circuit and saying them out loud because of the connotations and the potential backlash that they may create. So again, as always, with this interview and Jenny, go within, reach your heart, and know that that's always going to be your response, not channelings or just when you get a piece of information. It's just all about you going within and seeing, because you are the master. So anyway, I want everyone to understand, I met Jenny Marks at the Tolit Conference when I was one of the panelists at, Tucson, Arizona. And she and I just clicked. We have many, 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 many timelines and lives together, some really profound ones. And Jenny blew me away. She is a metaphysical artist who communicates multidimensional light language messages from all different kinds of guides. She speaks over 60 plus light languages, I think is what she told me. And she literally, when she delivers these light languages, it reaches a part of your soul that you can't potentially reach sometimes. You just, literally feel like you've just immediately gone home. For anybody who has not heard about Language of Light, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. She's got a very tight connection with the Sasquatch beings, so anybody who's got interest in that, we're going to discuss that today. Of course, the Elementals, who you know I'm totally in love with. And she pulls in Isis and Hathor and Mary Magdalene and Stone and Tree Nations. She's also discussed the Ancient Ones, which you've heard me talk about. And the main thing is helping you to unlock your DNA codes, inspiring you to step in to your mastery, to step into who you really are, not who we've been conditioned to think we are. They're totally different animals. So we're going to talk about that today. She has an awesome package that I think will resonate with all of you. So, and I could read so much more of her bio, but you'll see it up on our site, as always, and on YouTube and Vimeo. So with that said, here is Jenny Marks, who's been on the road for 30 days.
Actually, 60 days.
Almost. 60 days doing ceremonies. And before you say anything else, I just want to give everybody a flavor of Jenny. Okay, this is a message from Jenny back in July. It says, during a ceremony, I see all the ancient ones in ceremony above our heads, in a circle talking through the bark of the trees and whispering sweet sounds through the breeze. The fire circle opens a portal above our heads to the heavens and beyond and the beyond. So those in other realms join with you. You merge the east and the west coast when merging with the elementals and the water and Mother Earth, and the ancients are happy. You are all following the call of spirits in your hearts, and humble you all are, so generous in your heart. When we are around you, we long to just sit near you and feel your love. Wow. Okay, I read that, I almost like started crying.
Let's see.
So anyway, thank you for coming on. It's great. We finally got this together. Yeah. We've been trying to do this for months.
Yeah. The timing is everything.
I know.
There's no coincidence of when things happen. So
it's crazy.
I just want to say thank you for doing this. I'm really honored to do this interview with you and just be friends with you and connect with you. I've actually been following you for about 2-3 years, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. You're like my favorite website to go to.
Oh, you're such a, you guys, I didn't tell her to say that.
That's a plug on my own. But no, really, it's incredible because you are showing such a range of information on the site. It's such an important site, such important work you're doing. But I was gravitated to you because of who you are and this vibration that you carry. And you know, you're pulling together the guardians and you're putting the call out. And then, you know, about a month ago, you put that email video. I forget if it was a video or a post about, you know, calling in the guardians. And I was like, ah, me, I'm here. We're all here.
That's right. I forgot about it.
Yeah, so that was huge. And then I was like, that just sealed the deal. Like, I figured out, I know who you are.
Well, thank you. And believe me, she knows because she speaks all these languages. Wait till you hear her, you guys. You're going to be blown away. So, Jenny, let's start out with, tell everybody how you're coming out of your spiritual closet.
Oh, well, it's pretty big right now. Like you just mentioned, I've been on the road for about... now about 2 months. We started in Tucson, and then I've been in California. I've been through Sedona and the Red Rocks and all this stuff. And I, you know, I'm on a spiritual journey right now. I had a dream. I get lots of visitations by spirits and guides that I work with, a lot of different guides. And the one you didn't mention that is really the biggest one are these Arcturians. So these star nations, lots of star nations are coming to me, and grandmothers and tree nations and stone nations. And so those are the elemental aspects, and Hathors and everything. I mean, it just kind of happened. It happened gradually throughout my life, but over time, but I had a prayer and a vision that I would do this sacred walk. And it's really happening right now as we speak. So I've been through Sedona, the Red Rocks, and, awesome. You know, caves and water and air and ether, and like just experiencing nature and ceremony. We've basically been doing lodges and prayer circles and harmonizing with Standing Rock and the water that's going on and the energies in the world, and reactivating them as we're moving around. So we're just basically almost like a caravan of like light beams, light workers. And there's a group of us that are maybe about eight or nine people that have been traveling around for about a month and a half. Southern California, we're going there, and then we're going across this country. And you know, this is in alignment with Chief Gold Night Eagle, who I'll talk about a little bit later. But this is just the time to do this. So I've been totally freestyle, which is
good.
So if I look a little groggy, it's because I've been sleeping on floors.
No, it's just because everything is celebrating with you.
it's amazing. But I was like, you know, I was huddled up in a couch once, and I was like, I've been trained many lifetimes in Jedi, you know, training to do this.
Kind of thing.
So, yeah, it's time. I said, I have no problem with this. So I get up. So what's happening is, real quickly, all my life I've spoken, not spoken, I've drawn or danced, or I'm an artist also, and I've been doing this light language all my life. So itty bitty. And my mom is an artist, and she just basically encouraged me. So when you have children and you just let them do what feels natural, and don't block this stuff and don't say, no, it doesn't exist. These beings don't exist. I was seeing them, you know, my aunt got a teepee from New Mexico and brought it back to the Midwest. And I would sit in my teepee when I was like three. And my sister said she would look in and see me doing this like energy balances. And I would see orbs, and I was doing all this healing on the earth and talking these language, you know, kind of making funny sounds and stuff. And she's like, you were doing some kind of work, you know? And all of my artwork, I went to art school, and, you know, I went that whole track in the art world. And it was all, if I look back at the stuff, I'm drawing symbols and codes and languages, and I just didn't understand it. I'm fascinated with Egypt and fascinated with, you know, really old, archaic, ancient, you know, tones and sound and vibration. So it was all kind of coming together. And, you know, I went to school for painting, but I was always interested in multimedia, and I didn't understand why. I did video and dance and performance and fashion and, you know, like everything. Then I go to New York. Here's a quick download of my, you know, 2 second history. Then I moved to New York City. I was working in the art world and publishing top, you know, senior positions and a startup company for, you know, urban icons. And then I had my own business, web stuff. So I've been doing like web producing for a while, but I've always kept my art and music and poetry and stuff alive. And I was actually going to be a kind of hip hop jazz performer for a little while, but that shifted in this thing. So all these worlds kind of came together, and I was like, what am I doing? I have no platform for this stuff.
Jenny, you're the only one I know that can come up with hip hop jazz. Okay. Well, I don't know anybody else that can come up with hip hop jazz.
Well, I'm actually speaking these star languages, and I'm walking around the house. It feels more natural than English, and I'm doing jazz and hip hop star language.
With star language.
Yeah. So it's just like, that's my, they're like, you know, find some rappers and get a couple of people together and some jazz heads and just kind of, and I do, I scat star language. It's very funny. So, you know, I have a lot of fun with it now, but it's all like coming together. I had no idea how to piece it together. And then these star people started coming to me physically in dream time, these Arcturians, which are, I see them physically. I hear them. I talk to them.
So talk a little bit. What do they look like?
So each one of these, what I call nations, you know, I'm working with this Lakota chief that I mentioned, Chief Golden Light Eagle. And I realized that each tribe, what we call nations, is all my relations, they say Mitakwe Oyasi in Lakota, which means all my relations. So we're related to each other and the trees and the stones and the water and that kind of thing. But they're actually beings that come visit me. So there's a tree being that comes to me in my dreams, his grandmother tree, and she tells me stuff about nature and cures and alchemy. And then
in the form of a tree.
In the form of a tree, or kind of shapeshifts into a grandmother. They all shapeshift.
Yeah, so that too.
So for example, the Arcturians, they've been coming around me for a while, but they sometimes they're little. So they, like when we do sweat lodges, I do sweat lodges, and they come into the lodge and I can see them as little people. You know, they talk about the little people. They're actually like little dwarves almost, and some of them are blue, or they have a like an energy field around them.
Do they have large eyes?
Those ones do, yeah. A couple fingers, 3-4 fingers or something. Sometimes when I see them physically. I like them. They're really cute. And they're
me too.
Yeah, so they tell me, so they talk to me in mind speak. You know, it's like telepathy, but it's like right now there's one standing behind me. I can feel them, and they're giving me information and pictures and stuff. So when I was really little, I ran across something called synesthesia, and I'd never heard that before. And I was like, you know, I read that, and I was like, oh my God, this is what I have, where all your senses kind of cross. So all my life, I hear sounds and I see pictures and I taste shapes and colors and, you know, everything. You know, I touch something and I can feel it vibrate in my body. So I'm just like walking around with this all the time. So
beautiful game.
I mean, it's incredible. So basically that's what's going on. So they talk to me in those ways. Like right now I'm seeing kind of holographic images. I'm very psychic, telepathic, but I don't tell too many people that I...
You don't want her to know, right?
I don't want them to know. But, you know, people think it's invasive, but I don't do it unless I'm asked. You know, there's this contract that I learned from Chief Golden Light Eagle that,
you don't go into people's spaces.
No, it's not my way. But if they want to have an understanding or something, or I just need to kind of see where I'm at. So these Arcturians will come in like that, like little people, and they say that they've compressed their energy very small, because this is such a dense psychic and physical space in 3D. So all of them are like huge beings of light on their planet. So they live in like the 8th to the 12th dimensional existence. So we can get into that later, but it's basically a higher vibration. So you and I are looking at each other in 3D, but there's an aspect of our aura field that's vibrating a little faster and faster and faster. So this is actually what's happening. We're moving up and down between these dimensions, which I would love to talk more about later, but we're in the fifth dimension. We're just resonating with 3D because most of this collective consciousness
is there.
Didn't get the memo yet.
Yeah, right.
And they're there. So they're, it's just in this holding pattern, but these beings actually live in other dimensions on their planet. So there's Arcturus in the Boots star system. And so sometimes I'll see them as beams of light. Sometimes they come as little dots. In Lakota they call Wichakpe, which are kind of little white orbs or blue orbs. I'll see them flying around. So I'll go outside and I'll actually see them in the trees, kind of, you know, almost like like gold dust. I mean, they're fascinating. One's actually gone through my body. I watched it move, and it moves around. And I mean, they're fascinating. So what's really cool is the work that I'm doing right now is starting to translate some of these light languages and scripts. So I write all these scripts and all this stuff. And I've been studying lots of different kind of galactic languages, including, you know, all these different star systems. And what I'm finding, this is one of like 12, we were talking about, we all have like 12 to 15 different tracks of missions going on right now. So one of them is to actually trace back which star system seeded our physical body. So Arcturians, there's maybe about 47 systems that have contributed, so to speak, their seeds, their star systems, their star seeds to be able to create the human form. That's why we're so powerful, because we got them all in here. We just forgot, you know? So Arcturians have what I've been guided from these visions and some things I found online is they work with love and they work with sound healing. So, and they're really creative. So at one point, you know, I was working with Chief Golden Light Eagle. He was in the Midwest, and I found these symbols online. And, you know, I think it's important to just mention this, how I kind of got into this work I'm doing.
I think you should talk to people about Chief White Eagle, because he's really profoundly affected your life.
Yeah, well, definitely. So these symbols, I've been doing kind of drawing and dancing and, you know, singing and manifesting these in different ways, this light language or these star symbols. And I saw someone actually start talking star language or grandmother language or light language, and it immediately activated something in me at one of these conferences. Okay. So Chief Golden Light Eagle is a Lakota Sioux chief from the Yankton Sioux Reservation, and he has just been phenomenal in opening all these doors for many people at many levels of many different nations and to bring people back together to understand these symbols and these codes and these ways, these ancient ways in modern times. So he does these 11 star knowledge conferences. And so long story short,
you've been going to those.
I went maybe for the last 3 years. So the first one I actually found online, we were in New York and it was in Palm Springs. And I said, you know, we just have to go. I said to my daughter, my teenage daughter, I said, I don't know why, but this is our family and I just feel a need to go. So we went and I walked in and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the we found our guardians, we found our guides, we found our team. I said, these are our people.
Right on.
This is our tribe. And I saw him and I immediately connected and I said, you know, you're my brother, you know, I know you many lifetimes and blah, 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 you know, whatever that connection was. And I just knew that this was the work that I also did in different ways with the symbols and these teachings and that kind of thing. So we connected, and then long story short, we actually moved to the Midwest to do work with him for the last two years. So I've been to about 4 star knowledge conferences, and I've spoken at 3. I was an MC at one. So I help him set up and do video, because I do all this stuff, front camera, back camera, you know. So I just go where I'm needed. So this is my job in this world, just like
your right and left hemisphere are very balanced.
They are. Well, there's one, my brain is like squished together.
Can I just show you one thing?
Yeah.
Because you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you see that?
Uh-huh, that's a beautiful golden orb of light. Yes.
That was in my backyard. And what it appeared as, I thought it was a ship.
Uh-huh.
And when I took the picture, that's what came up.
Oh, well, it's interesting. If you look
detailed.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of patterns in there. So if you look at these orbs, there are a couple of people that have really good books and websites on orbs. You can read them. Like you read a zodiac sign, or you can read people's energy. You can read orbs in a certain way. So
wow.
I'm just going to shift around as we're talking, because this all, I think very multidimensionally, so it may sound like I'm jumping around, but it's all related.
It's just incredible.
And yeah, that's just amazing. Yeah.
I can't believe I caught that picture.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So there's lots of, I just from how I read what you just showed me is,
now here's her excellence, guys. Watch that.
So, I met Dr. Emoto right before he passed away. I went to the Kabbalah Center in New York, and I saw probably one of the last lectures. Just phenomenal being of light.
Amazing man.
And I knew he was going to pass. I felt this kind of energy, but he was unfolding some new revelations about his understanding of this work. And he basically whittled it down to love is everything. Water is love. Love is water, that kind of thing, which is very pertinent to what we're talking about with Standing Rock and stuff that I'll talk about in a minute, and water is life.
Right.
And what he was showing was something to the extent, I wish I had written down more notes because I'm just doing it from my mind, but he started taking crystal, you know, water crystals over these Kabbalah symbols, like fire codes, you know. And he was showing, which he didn't really talk about in depth in his other books, is how the symbols were recreated right in the middle. Like, it was like not a hologram. It was like an absolute recreation of whatever symbol it was sitting on. And then he showed it with pictures and stuff. So what I'm seeing in there is orbs kind of function the same way. This is the star people are kind of showing me that those are beings of light. You know, so there's dimensional ways to kind of read that. It's almost like, you know, when people read a zodiac sign or they do a chart for you. There's the nodes and where you were born and what was happening at the time, but there's lots of different levels and angles of interpretation of that. So as I'm studying these symbols,
that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So I have been guided since I was little about how to go into systems. Like, that thing that you just showed me is a system in and of itself. It's a unit of information that's part of a bigger unit, that's part of a, you know, a nation timeline, and it's all connected with other orbs and all that. In the same way that you can do it with symbols, you can do it with orbs, you can do it with astrology, you can do it with human aura systems. So one of the things that these star people have told me about myself, I'm coming to terms with, just like you, like who you really are and what your mission is that they say I'm a creative inspirationalist. So I read people's creative aura energy, how creativity moves through them. So I'm applying it from, I'm looking at it from like an artistic perspective, but it's really about what makes you unique. Mm-hmm. So you versus me, you have certain skill sets, certain life timelines, certain, you know, experiences and that kind of thing. But it's really who you truly are as an individual. Mm-hmm. And so that orb, like when you showed me that, I kind of was able to go in and read it. Kind of, they're teaching me since I was a little kid how to kind of go back in time. So basically using that as a base point, it's very, very, like, this is so over my head still, but I'm talking about it. It's like quantum mechanics. So I'm using that as a base point, portal entry to go through that object. Even if it's a picture, it has a vibration. I'm reading the vibration back to its source and figuring out, you know, how it was formed, why it was there, and what shape it took. So instead of just looking at it and seeing patterns, I'm actually going into the patterns. It's almost like, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's like, and I've been doing this, but I never understood it. I just thought it was weird, but now I'm really weird because I understand.
Well, we must all really be weird because we like what we're talking about.
Well, it's really fun, but it's fun. And then I also kind of can input information in that way to any system or any object. So I've been getting like flashbacks of being in Egypt and toning people in the, you know, in the temples and the pyramids and embedding codes, which are light, sound, and vibration. So later we can talk about that. But this idea that symbols, like you look at, you know, modern marketing, which I was very much a part of in New York. If you look at symbols, symbols are a representation of a concept, right? Like the Nike swoosh or whatever, right? But it's the essence of that concept. And then you just have to, you know, drill it in or use it a certain amount of time so that people speak that same language.
Right.
You can do this with anything.
Right.
So these star people are showing me you can read people as a system. You can read people's energy as a system. You understand that system. You find, this is really about, what's happening is these star beings come to me and they give me messages about certain topics. What's really cool is I'll get a topic like alchemy or quantum mechanics or sun photonics, or, I mean, there's like 60 different topics. And then all these different star beings, ascended masters, and earth beings will give me information or understandings about that topic. So, I mean, it's incredible. So I see it from lots of different angles. So, like with this idea about symbols and symbolism, there's the writing that we're using, the script that we use. You know, the reason I was so attracted to Chief Golden Light Eagle's work and, you know, Grandmother Silverstar and all these other people helped bring this together in ceremony are these symbols, which I can talk about a little bit, is there's a book called The Symbols, the 1111 Universal and Spiritual Laws of Creation. And they were...
They talked about that at Tolitz.
Yeah, exactly. So they were channeled in ceremony through Chief Golden Light Eagle and different people and interpreted by certain energies, like the messages. So each one of these symbols, there are 11 universal laws of creation, 11 spiritual laws of creation. Each symbol has what they call three messengers. So there's an earth messenger, a star messenger, and a, ascended master. And what's interesting is these guides are coming to me completely different. They're coming in threes. It's the Trinity, you know. So I get these people will show up that's Melchizedek, Quetzalcoatl, and Emmanuel, we know as Jesus, or, you know, Mary, you know, Isis and White Buffalo Calf Woman and somebody else. You know, there's this Trinity thing. It's very interesting. So that's just sort of started happening for me, which is cool. But these symbols, if you go to StarKnowledgeEnterprises.com, you can find out more about the work that he's doing and the conferences. And I really would encourage people to come because it's just the most beautiful thing to see people in their heart and sharing information. And we've got people talking about, you know, I say we because it's all of our family now. We're part of this. And everybody that gravitates to this energy is doing this kind of work. So it's about people talk about the crop circles and the Knights Templar and totally open. And then you've got ancient wisdom keepers, you know, this wonderful soul, Yukwala. I don't know if you've ever heard of Yukwala, but incredible. Havasupai, I think it's how you pronounce it. His tribe is a wisdom keeper who is just phenomenal heart and love and just open. And, you know, so there are ancient elders that are coming and wisdom keepers. And then young people are really being attracted to this energy right now. Musicians and artists and
good,
you know, amazing, amazing people. So you can find out more about that. But what's so beautiful is we're all finding each other. So you and I were talking about finding each other, finding especially these warrior women, which I want to talk about a little bit, but
dive into it.
So one of the things that the collective, I guess, is energetically talking about is this recently there is a very high vibrational divine feminine energy that's come back in the world. And they some people consider that the feminine aspect of creation and creator spirit. And this being is in the world, and I felt this shifting of energies. You know, we all do, and you know, they talk about the divine feminine shifting the masculine. It's much more than male female. It's really this this heart of love and this heart of nature. And you touched on it about the properties of nature and naturalism and the human core of what makes us human versus robotic, you know, which is a totally other thing I want to get into later. But it's this true essence of nature flowing through people again. So it's a being actually who is kind of rebalancing all this energy. So this is what's being ignited as part of these ascension symptoms that we're going through. You know, the feminine is rejigging itself. So I'm finding I am really being attracted to and attracting really powerful women that are beautiful and strong and elegant and intelligent and funny and totally self-actualized and or like totally have no idea who they are, but they're totally like bright shining stars. And we're respecting each other, you know, the difference, because we need each other. So you and I, very different people, very different paths, but we've done some things together and we're going to do more things together, but it's like warrioresses, mm-hmm. you know? And
also, Jenny, you know, you're so right in the fact that we think of, you know, male, female, masculine, feminine, passive, aggressive, submissive, assertive. And it's so far beyond that because you're really the energy of the feminine that got suppressed literally is also such a core of our being that we aren't accustomed to being around because it's been suppressed.
So we don't even know what it looks like right now.
Exactly. You know? So we simplify it with this one word, and it just doesn't even compare to what it really is.
Well, it's also the same thing about love. These star people tell me we have no concept of love. We don't understand this high vibrational feeling of love because it's conditional here. Yes. So for those of your audience who may not have heard this angle of this understanding is that they tell me that when we've come into this 3D world, it's a contract and it's an agreement. So our soul, before we come, we go in front of some kind of panel and they said, well, you know, you kind of reflect on yourself. How do you think you did your last lifetime? Oh, I was really good at this. I wasn't quite sure about this. I'd like to work on this. Okay, what do you want to do now? I think I'd like to work on compassion or love or you know, parenting or something like that. So we already kind of set up our agenda before we even come in here. Most people do not understand this. So we're taught when we come in here that stuff happens to you. Things happen. People come. You have an argument. You know, you're being attacked somehow, or people are telling you what to do or something. So this is how we give our power away. We're actually weaned on that from day one, as you know, from education and parenting and media and all that stuff. And then everything else that we're being spammed with.
Well, and don't you also think we are repeating patterns all the way back from the point of our creation?
Absolutely.
Those patterns are something that present themselves to us in a timeline. And when we finally make a different choice, that's key.
That's
when we finally make the different choice, and that choice is typically not comfortable.
No, it's not.
Pattern of repetitiveness that we've done in so many other different timelines.
Yeah. So this is what they're showing me, is that we're breaking our own mold. And there's a consciousness. So there's a consciousness that's happening that's never happened before. And this is why all these star nations are watching us now. We're like the big show, and we are right in the heart of it right now. Like today and tomorrow, we're shifting universes. We're like creating new bodies. There's so much going on in our body system. We're like, all the photonics in our bodies, our DNA is just going.
There's a whole new upgrade that started happening yesterday.
In our coffee, but there's like stuff going on here.
Yeah, but haven't you guys noticed?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was
coffee,
huge.
Coffee doesn't affect you the same.
No.
Caffeine does not affect me the same.
Yeah. Well, it's
awesome.
You use whatever. This is a tool. Okay. This is a very important tool for me.
It's also a comfort drink.
Yeah.
Mine's tea,
It kind of realigns your thinking process, especially, we've been in these sacred ceremonies and doing these really, I've gone off planet and I've been on ships and underground and the whole earth it feels like Avatar. I'm like plugged into the earth and it's breathing and I'm like, whoa, what is going on? Oh yeah. I'm ascending. I forgot about that. This mission. I remember I did this in this lifetime. So what is really important for people to understand is why this is happening, how it's happening, and what to do about it. So this is what I talk about in my light language sessions and stuff, is we come here with an understanding. Everybody on this earth, okay, get this, people. Everybody that's here chose to be here, whether you like it or not. You chose your parents, you chose your dynamics and whatever, to work something through. Everything that, Matt Kahn had this beautiful video where he talked about people, when they come to you and do their stuff, whatever that is, you have an argument or a misunderstanding or something, when you just let them be and let them get through it, it's not really even, it's a karmic balance, but it's not something we have to clean up or reflect on or spend years.
Not to re-experience.
You don't have to figure it out. You just say thank you.
Right.
And what happens is you give that back to the other person. You give them their power.
Mm-hmm.
You respect what they're going through, and it helps them kind of recalibrate. And then so what happens is you don't take their stuff on, but you can say, reflecting.
And you keep your own.
You this is how you own your power.
Yeah.
And this is what's really crucial about this time that I'm being really drilled in from lots of different people, is managing your emotions. When you don't let other things affect you and don't give your power away that way, you just stay in your heart. And Chief Golden Layula says all the time, it's just instant forgiveness. I learned so much from him because he walks this way. He is the epitome and walking example of how to do these things, And when you don't judge somebody, you just let them be, then you're not judging yourself. So it's much deeper than we understand about, everything is a mirror, yes, and everything is love and light, and everything is heavy and, stuff we have to resolve. It's not.
Jenny, don't you feel too, from an older master teacher of mine long ago, he really harped on the fact that we were in a mind matrix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We are in,
So what does that mean to all of us? That means that we have been entrenched.
Yes.
Probably the largest percentage of our bodies has been entrenched in the mental body.
Absolutely.
And so now we're starting to learn that that's not really where we need to hang out all the time. We're going to literally learn not to think.
Yes.
literally. Yes. We're going to start coming everything from the heart.
Well, we started from the heart, and what I've been told is over millions and millions of years, because humans have been alive a lot longer than we think.
A lot longer than we're told.
Not
true.
The stuff, they're just opening the, you know, the archives now. They're finding stuff that they can't deny in the earth, like objects that are just millions of years old. So we are, you know, there's a totally different timeline going on. And but what's happening is exactly like you say, we were born in the heart, but lots of different, I call them factions or energies or star systems, or, you know, it's about management of energy. Mm-hmm. I call it systems or whatever, systems of control. There are beings here that came to Earth to harvest things from the Earth and use, you know, they actually feed off human fear.
Sure.
It's like Monsters, Inc. It's really like, you know, the fear thing, but we can shift it with an understanding to love and go back in. So we've been basically, this is a really good point that you touched on, this whole shifting process is we've chosen to be here. We've chosen to help the earth ascend, but most people still have this veil over their head. They don't understand what, why, who, where, or even know about this. They don't understand about the spraying in the air. A lot of people have no idea even what's going on, which is still kind of floors me, because if you're open, you see this stuff, but, you know, baby steps, right? We're all helping and learning and growing each other.
Well, and also, before you go on, there are people that have chosen to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have finally come to that place where I'm at peace with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay, because that's the understanding. So when we come in, they say they're going to put a veil over our head. And this, over our consciousness, your pineal gland, it's basically, if you just took this thing off, that's kind of, it's not an implant, it's more like a psychic bubble, if you will, or, you know, I'm from different parts, you know, it's around your throat chakra and your head chakra and stuff, so that we could, I mean, there was a positive purpose in this. If we saw really who every single person in this audience
is,
we are bright beings of light that can create planetary systems. We could forget about flying.
We'd be gone. Jenny, we wouldn't even stay back around.
So there's a reason why we're here. It's not just to help the earth. It's not just to understand. This is the one place, and this is really important that I'm learning. These star nations don't deal with dimensional stuff. They don't understand money. They don't understand jobs. They don't understand boyfriend, girlfriend. They don't understand, you know, frustration and, you know, physical stuff, getting hurt.
And they don't understand the wide array of emotionality that we have. Yeah.
So this is what they tell me is Earth is a training school for all of this. This is actually, we're incredibly privileged to be able to be here, you know, and experience. This is another dimensional level. So, you know, but it's also about free will. So what you were talking about before of, you know, there are beings here that are trying to deliberately separate our consciousness and our soul from our bodies. And that is happening through, you know, you've covered everybody talking about this food and energy and the stuff going on the earth and, you know, being bombarded by psychic energy and sounds and music and media. I mean, we are pummeled 365, you know, like all just so many different ways. But the purpose of that is to separate the natural aspect of us. So you're looking at all these, you know, cyber programs and technology and, you know, I work on the internet all day, but you have to distance yourself from it. There's energies that are coming there that are probably not the best thing for your body, but there's also things that it carries negative intentions. So it's about a manipulation and control.
So before you go on, how do you unplug from your computer if you've been on it all day and you're a full-time employee?
I force myself to, because I know I'm starting to do this other spiritual work.
But what would you suggest for those that are still in the jam world?
Understand that any thing that you're in, if you're in a cubicle and you have a boss and you have people around you and you have clients and whatever that may be, or you're on the road or you're on your phone or whatever, that's the work that you need to be doing. And the whole point of this is not, you know, 500 years ago, we'd have to go to the mountains and transcend or work with the llamas up in the hills or something. What's happening now is our timeline is compressed. We're actually out of time. That's what happened in 2012. The Mayan calendar just shifted out. So we're actually outside of this, but we're still living the matrix. The thing is, if you're in the heart of a city, I was in New York City working at a jobby job, a very corporate job, and dealing with the internet and dealing with clients. And that is that's where you need to be right now. That's the work you need to be doing, because you're carrying a vibration that will help those people. So instead of thinking for those people that are in those situations, instead of thinking, oh, I have to get out and everybody's doing this new age spiritual stuff, you're where you need to be for the understanding that you need, but also your help. You carry codes in your body. So those people around you are being helped. If it's all about this management of the mind, when you can move with heart, you can be anywhere. You can eat any food and it doesn't affect you. You can be in any environment. You know, this is the training of Earth, is finding that middle way in peace, love, and graciousness,
right,
with power. So it's, you know, this is why we came here. Like, why do I have to get up? Why do I have to pay my bills? Why do I have to take care of my kid? What's going on? Why do I need food? Like, you know, all this, what's happening is these systems have to be worked upon and improved, which is what's happening. We're evolving a new society. Our bodies are evolving, new Earth. All of the stuff that people don't understand, that politics, religion, food, systems, money, media, marketing, television, I mean, all these things were in place for a particular reason, basically to connect us, and then it's dissipating. That's all I'm going to say. It's this entropy is part of this process. Every 26,000 years, 150,000 years, 505, you know, there's time cycles where this thing breaks down, but it's not bad. It has to happen so a new system can come in. Most people look and they go, oh my God, the election and this and that and, you know, Standing Rock and what's going to, you know, the earthquakes and this is part of the growth. And it's about standing in your power, in your heart. And this is how you realign with this. So what I wanted to touch on is, you talked about the mind. This is where we are in World War III. It's a battle of the mind. It's about mind controlling your own emotions, your heart, and your systems, and your will. So it's actually an incredible gift that we're being pummeled by all this crapola that we need to climb out of, to understand we don't need it. It's free will choice. This is the thing that these Arcturians that I'm working with, it's all about free will, respecting your own will, not having a judgment on others, but understanding that you can do what you need to do to get your own job done. And that is, you know.
And if that choice, mm-hmm. you know, like let's say it's a mother who has an 18-year-old son and he's doing heroin, mm-hmm. And that is a horrible situation to be in for her. Yeah. Okay. And at the same time, we're at a road, we're at a part on the road, like a bump in the road, if you want to call it that, where if we can look at that in a different way, mm-hmm. let go of the attachments to what that feels like and what you know that it's not good for him, you know that it's hurting everyone around you, including him, and to be able to look at it through the eyes of a galactic human, mm-hmm. then you can actually create miracles around that.
Well, what's interesting is when you let go of that judgment,
the way you think about it.
Yeah. Well, we think it's bad, but one of the things I'm learning in the Lakota way is there's medicine. I never understood what that is. So that person, that boy choosing to take that heroin, his body needs something for his understanding and his growth. The problem is the judgment that comes with that. He's actually just trying to I have a teenager now. He's probably just trying to separate and go on his own. But society forces us back together.
Or cope.
Yeah, or like, you know, the thing is, I really want to touch on these star children. So from what I'm seeing, the 20-year-olds down, especially the babies, oh my God. They're just, you look in their eyes, they're like, they come in totally different programs. So these kids come in with ADHD and Ritalin and all this crap. They do not vibrate with the way that these school systems, these rigid ways go, and they're retaliating. Yeah. And then they have parents that just don't understand. Their parents learn from their parents that learn from their parents. Okay, you have to, you know, speak when you're spoken to and sit a certain way, and like you have to work on this test and everything. They're just like, I don't resonate with this. So that's part of that problem.
Yes.
You know, and part of that
and the fact that no matter what we're doing, I don't care if it's how you brush your teeth in the morning, mm-hmm. How you feed yourself, mm-hmm. how you interact with people at work, how you decide how much time you're going to spend with your family of origin during the holidays. Mm-hmm. I seriously feel that every one of us right now should be rethinking, reviewing, mm-hmm. and revamping mm-hmm. that which we've gotten into a pattern. We're supposed Absolutely. To be breaking patterns.
We are.
You know, the whole DNA unlocking your code thing mm-hmm. is going to help you do that. Mm-hmm. That's Absolutely. The kind of stuff that Jenny really helps you with. Mm-hmm. And to unlock that stuckness, that stagnation, where, okay, I have holidays with my family. You know, I'm going to get that because I've been hearing this lately. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really want to go, but, you know, I go every year. I've been doing mm-hmm. it for 38 years. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why are you doing it if you don't want to go? Well, because the heat would be so bad and the fallout and everything else. Well, if you think about it a different way mm-hmm. and think about the payoff of what it would feel like to do something that you really want to do, mm-hmm. what you independently chose, mm-hmm. that you Absolutely. You can't, you had the courage to stand in, like you were just saying, mm-hmm. standing in your core being. Mm-hmm. This is what we're all being pushed to do. Yeah. And you're talking about it just now.
Well, the thing is, you know, you bring that boy up as an example. The thing is, everybody chooses their own contract. And when you really understand this, you can see someone even suffering. We are told that's bad or there's something wrong or, you know, we have to help or something. You can't help someone. They really have to help themselves. And this idea of, you know, placating the parents, I'm going to make mama happy by coming home. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, but what people need to really understand by breaking what you're doing, what's really important now is to break the systems of understanding that you've carried. So we've carried these burdens of, I need this degree to get this thing, to get this money. I need to, you know, work in this family system. I've always been the black sheep of the family, or I've these roles and stuff. If you just stop in a moment, in one moment, it's not years of therapy. And believe me, I have tried that. One moment of changing your perspective. If you realize every day, I don't know what the timeline of this, but your body regenerates itself. So you're not, your skin isn't even the same after a period of time. Your organs are not the same. So, you know, when people have diseases or illnesses or whatever you want to call it, I just, you know, I have a whole other thinking about that, but yeah, you carry it and then you keep, you know, it's done, but then you keep reliving it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, I see myself as if somebody sees themselves as heavy, they carry around the thought, I'm heavy, I'm heavy. So they're manifesting this at every moment. If you can look at people and say, "It," you know, I look at you, I know you, we've made a connection, that kind of thing, but I see you at every moment. I try to see you as a new person. Okay, today you've had a different day. Something, somebody could have had a conversation with you that could have changed your perspective. I can't come to you and say, oh, she's going to do the same thing again, because you may not.
Yeah.
And I need to respect that. And that's about the law of respect and love, you know,
and acceptance.
Well, yeah. And this is the thing. And then when you don't judge somebody, you're also not, I think when you feel sad for people, like, you know, the pain that's going on in Standing Rock or the pain that you see in a homeless person or that feeling, understand it's really, this is like tough love, but those people chose that karmic contract to resolve something, to work on something, actually help people with an understanding. Mm-hmm. So this is really big. If you look at these shadow workers, you know, the dark shirts and the this and the that, I don't even want to get into it because you have so many wonderful people talking about all these topics there, is this disclosure of these negative beings and the Illuminati and this and that. They're just people, they're probably extremely high vibrational people that have taken this on. You know, a lot of people might not want to hear
that. There's a lot of double agents.
Yeah, so
we would not be where we are today.
So you can't judge any of that. I was really moved to say this thing.
I'm glad you said that, Jenny, because, you know, honestly, nothing is as it appears in this third dimensional reality.
Not at all.
And this is why I've been saying even more and more and more now, go into your heart. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't want to hear something, even if you don't feel, I don't know, whatever, if you don't feel comfort, go into your heart. Just ask your heart the answer. Yeah. Do I want this information? Do I need to find out more? Is this going to unlock some doors for me to have better comprehension? go there. Don't go outside yourself.
Absolutely. Well, this is the thing, that each one of us is coded differently. Yeah. And so you need to understand your system. I need to understand, okay, I'm an artist. I do these things. What am I doing these things for? What is the purpose? Why am I doing this? Do I talk loud? Do I talk soft? You know, the irony with me is I, you know, my mom was a twin and they telepathed all the time. So I picked that up and I went to school and I was like, you know, and people thought I had some disability, and it took me years to even learn how to communicate with people. Still, I get weird sometimes because I don't, it's my star person not understanding like how humans connect in a certain way. It's kind of,
and that's wild to me, because when I'm around you, you're just like,
I know. Well, everybody's
so
like,
comfortable with yourself, you know.
They're like, oh, you're so New York, you know, can't you just, you just talk a mile a minute? And my mind thinks like, I've got 10 things going on in my mind. It's like, it's this, I work with these spider ways, the ectomy ways, the eight legs of like, I've got a track going here and I got something and I'm thinking about this. Great as parenting, but you know, my daughter is a totally other pace. She's like, moves with a natural form, and I'm like, ding, 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 ding.
She's such a sweetheart.
We got to balance each other out, you know, and work with each other's systems. But
so, you know, Jenny, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So many people have the mystery around the Sasquatch beans. Yeah. I really, and I know you have an incredibly deep connection with them.
Yeah.
You, I really want to thank you, because you gave me such an enlightened perspective of them. I was just wondering if you could share that. Whoops. If you could share that with other people.
Sure. So they've kind of been working with me for a long time. I say working with me, but coming and guiding me. And, about 2 years ago, I connected with this guy named Kawani Lapisaritis, who, is really a outspoken person on the spiritual and psychic aspect of Sasquatch. And I read his some writings and I was like, wow, this guy really understands this whole other dimension. It's not just bounty hunters and big animals and scary furry beings and in nature, you know, that are going to attack you. And it was like, wow, this is how they come to me. They're like elementals. They're actually star people. So, we did this 11/11 conference, and Kawani spoke, and I hooked up with him, and then just all these kind of things aligned, and there was a group of us that started talking about these kind of, we're kind of asked to be, it's a weird word, but like ambassadors or messengers for these tribes of Sasquatch. And now that I'm in Wisconsin, I go out into the forest, and they come to me. I'll sing a song or I'll make an offering, and they physically come. I've seen them, I've heard them move through the forest. I've heard them talk. There's different languages. So I'll just do a quick summary, and then I'm actually going to start talking about these in some webinars and books and stuff. So, but very quickly, they show me, they've come to me in different ways, and they say that they are very much like humans, but they were ancient versions of us before humans, as we're seated as we are now, came. Wow. Except that they have a different galactic star seating somehow, Arcturian, more Arcturian or something like that. That they, and Chief Golden Light Eagle talks about this, that there was a, you know, I don't want to get into his teachings too much, but that they're related to the moon and related to Maldek. So there was a system.
Wow.
There. Yeah, so very interesting. So these systems, there was a planet, the problem with their planet, so they're, ancient beings that are related to Maldek. And so they came here on the earth for lots of different reasons to help their planet system. And they had nowhere else to go, and also heal the earth. So these beings, I go out in nature and they come to me and they mind speak with me. And they tell me lots of things about why they're here and who they are. So one vision I had was that they came, they lowered their consciousness level. They're very high vibrational star beings. They came here just like Mother Earth did, to work with the Earth and help her with this ascension process. So they are working with the Magdalene timelines and the ley lines and the Knights Templar. And I'm like, really? This is so funny, because they all kind of talked to me and they said, we're working with the Arcturians that are working with different energies. All these star beings, elementals, ascended masters have like little jobs to do, but they all know each other. It's like one, it's like the Star Wars bar, you know.
They're all. I want to meet them all.
Well, they're all. They're sitting right behind you. I can see them. We got the whole, you know, the picture on your website of the Guardians. They're like right behind.
Well, I called a whole bunch of them in. Whatever.
They're all sitting there. I can actually see them etherically through the videos. Hi, hi, friend. Oh yeah, I know you, and you were there, and you were there. It's like the Wizard of Oz all over again. So these beings actually. So. They do come in physical form. They say when they manifest with the fur and the hair and they're walking around, they can run really fast. That's why they usually don't get caught. But there are those that have been caught and experimented on and try to be understood, just like ETs, which is very sad. But
I didn't know that they've, yeah, there's been actually abductions of them too. I thought that they're so evasive, they haven't ever really been able
to. Their guard goes down because they're loving. And this is what happened with the ETs also. There are star people that are being
too bad.
Tried to be understood, but they've also volunteered themselves for that in a certain way too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's where the understanding,
yeah,
I know it's all one big part of the process, but these beings will shapeshift. So I'll look in the trees and I'll see these red eyes, and then I hear movement and the trees. What's really cool is when they move, it almost sounds like the trees are cracking, but the huge trunks are like bending. Kind of like this, and then I hear, so they walk around me physically a lot. When I was fasting, so I did, I do 4 days of fasting on the hill with no food or water as part of a sun dance. I'm a sun dancer also, so I will mention that. And the second and third day that I was there, I was near a forest and they all came. There were about 8 of them that came, and I heard them moving around and talking and moving bushes and everything, and then I could etherically see them, and I could physically start to see them. What was really interesting is we're talking about 10 different languages. So one is really fast, one is slow, one is guttural. They can sound like birds, they can sound like dogs, they mimic certain sounds or owls. And then they started talking to each other. And there was one moment where I felt like it was like an old white, old married couple. Like the woman was going, da-da-da-da, and he was going, da-da-da-da. And then they started talking over each other. And I was like, oh, isn't this funny? And then I realized, oh my God, they're not talking like we use language. They're merging, blending their energies. And so they work on lots of different levels. But they tell me that they're here to reconnect with the humans and work with certain humans to do this work. And they say they're the earth aspect. They work with the earth, Mother Earth, in the same way that the whales work with the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other conversation, but the whales are the guardians. Whales, dolphins, as you know.
Totally.
Who I found out recently are actually originated from wolves and dogs. So they're completely related to wolves and dogs. So very interesting patterns and, you know, but all these beings are star beings that have come here to help elevate and work on the ascension process. So, you know, we're part of this whole thing.
That's fascinating. So let's go into the language of light.
Yes.
Because before you even talk a little bit about what is that really, because I think people have heard it, there's conversations about it, but I don't know if they really quite understand it.
Yeah.
Can you just say something right now and just pick whatever you want to say,
okay,
and tell us, you know, maybe a message or whatever, and tell us what they're trying to tell us.
Okay, sure. So when I do this, some of these are star languages. So they're star beings that talk through me. And some of it is just light language, which is kind of an energetic language. And I'll explain a little bit more of my understanding about it later. But I'll just ask for light language message from, feels like what I feel like there's like 10 star people lined up here. they're bombarding. They basically wake me up at 2-2-2-3-3-3-4-4-4-5-5-5. So I know who's coming in, and they talk to me for about an hour in star language. So
nice.
So, okay. I'll just say something that's coming in right now, and then I'll give you an essence of that.
I had tingles up and down my body.
People say that they feel a wave of energy go through them.
Time.
And that was just one of like 50 languages that are coming through me now. So I'm also, what's interesting is I'm completely conscious of this as it's going on. And I'm sort of like, what feels inside of me is there's a part of me, I just shift over and let this being kind of come through, but I'm like totally present at the same time.
Yeah.
So they tell me that there's this one guide. I don't talk about this too much, but it's important to start talking about, because you need to understand the essence of who you're working with. It's like when you're going for a job, you're applying for a job, you need to know the history of a company and figure out what the...
To decide if you're going to correlate with them. Yeah.
Or when you meet somebody, you need to know kind of who you're working with, you know, and what their intention is and that kind of thing. So I asked these guides, but, you know... there's one that's actually, I've been told, is from the 66th dimension, which is pretty, still hard for me to comprehend. But she carries this kind of high vibrational understanding about love and light sound and vibration. So she's the one that's working with me with a lot of these languages. And then these other beings that come in are predominantly Arcturian, Orion, Sirian, you know, the star, certain key star systems, Tau Ceti. Cygnus is a big, there's beings from Cygnus that have been coming through, which is huge, which somehow is related to this blue etheric light I really want to talk about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Later. So that's key. I'm putting it down in my notebook.
Really
important, because this is part of this transition that's happening. So it's just a really beautiful thing. These star beings are around us. And so this light language is really interesting. What I've been told and found out about it. It's becoming like a really hot topic in the New Age circles. You know, light language, you know. And what's interesting is once, like, just me talking that, other people are going to start to get activated. And they'll remember. It's amazing how many people are coming out of their spiritual closet like me and like, oh my God, I did that too. Or I did this little thing when I was a kid, I used to make up this language. I never understood it. So sometimes what I'm learning is it's a kind of communication that's multidimensional. So it's light, sound, vibration, essence, energy. So I can say phrases to you like, I am going down the street. That's a literal constructed English language phrase.
Right.
In French, you say it differently, or in Japanese, you put the emphasis on something, but it's a language structure like that.
Yeah.
Light language is kind of like that. What they're showing me is that there's some universal language, like the original core language, which if you look at the Book of Enoch, right, the fire codes, if anybody knows those things, or these galactic codes are really these 1111 symbols that they talk about, Chief Golden Light Eagle has brought in to the world for people to work with. Those are actually galactic symbols for the galactic. It's a language that the star people understand. They actually, those symbols that are in that book that they've translated in ceremony and these messages are the same symbols that they actually found on the Roswell ships. I don't know if I told you that, but it was a bar that when they, somebody approached him a long time ago and said, look, the symbols that you're working with are the same symbols that are on this bar that they found at a Roswell crash. You know, and you can find out more about that online, but that is a language structure that's universal symbols that many, many, most star systems at least acknowledge, you know, universal laws and spiritual laws.
Sure.
You know, symmetry, light, sound, vibration, that kind of thing. So light language.
Like a common language that all the different races use.
Yeah.
As a starting point, I guess.
Absolutely. So my understanding is there's one root language in all. So when you talk about Tower of Babel and that kind of thing, there was an original language, which is basically love. Mm-hmm. It's what they're showing me visually is it's like an impulse. So you and I are, the language of telepathy is just, you know, we've learned you're over there. I'm over here. I'm going to say some words that I've learned that will give you ideas about this. So I'll say, you know, that's a blue chair. I use this as an example. Like you get a picture in your mind, right? From what you understand as chair. But what I've also done that we just haven't educated our minds to do that we're doing now as part of telepathy and energy work is I sent you a packet of information. So I say chair, you know, that's a blue chair. You think in your history and your understanding, okay, I know what blue is. I know what a chair looks like, or I'm looking at a chair, and you kind of put that picture together. It's almost like transportation, right? I had an idea, manifested, I said it to you, and you reconstructed it on your set of your understanding. But really what's happening is also I'm sending information through you of my understanding of blue chair. So my picture is going to you. So if you know how to pick that up, just like if you, as you become more psychic and telepathic, you understand that. But what's happening is it's a sound. So you hear my voice saying blue chair at my tonal resonance. So I'm using my body to vibrate. I'm basically manifesting something that wasn't manifest before in sound. So if I draw a picture, like an artist, Kandinsky or Picasso or whatever, they encapsulate a moment in images and form. So when you look at it, it's actually, you're reading the essence of that art form at that moment in time that they created that. So that's a language. So art is a language. So music is a language. When you hear, I don't know, Chopin or you know, some hip hop group or jazz or whatever, without even understanding music, if you never studied music, if you never learned music, you have a feeling about it. It touches you in your body in ways that you never knew existed, or you don't really understand it. It's like I can plug something into a socket. I don't need to know how electricity works. I just know I plug it in and it works. But this is really what's going on, is when you hear music, you know, I see pictures and forms and I just want to dance. I mean, I can go off for hours on like three notes because I'm working that way. But everybody can, we've just forgotten. So there is a universal exchange of vibration and energies. And then it's just like creating new art forms or new songs or something. So if I say, that what I feel is, it's a specific language, but that's coming from me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've shaped these words and sounds and vibration, but somehow in your body, because it's things that exist in the world as possibilities, light, sound, vibration, whatever. When I say those things, you know, I'm learning it just as we all are, where this comes from. I hear.
I felt that like right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's a,
it's an energetic transfer.
Well, and what I also learned when I really got into my alchemy and homeopathy and that kind of thing, and then herbology, when you look at an original herb, mm-hmm. and then you look at a pharmaceutical that mm-hmm. knocked off a couple molecules, what happens is the signature of the original herb mm-hmm. it already can find a home.
Yep.
Natural. It's like the key in the lock. It can find a space where it needs to go to make things right. Whereas the farmy, okay, mm-hmm. that's been tweaked and yep. and it's not the original state, it's having a difficult time finding that place where it needs to go.
Well, you touched on about five things. So one is signature. Okay. The star people are like, you're in school now. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. This is a master. Everybody who's listening to this call knows this stuff already. This is the thing. It's in our body systems, all this understanding, all these languages, all these ways, what you're talking about. So this idea of signature is really interesting. So I create these things called energy frequency signatures, where they're like drawings. I basically do drawings of people's aura, put my hand over it, get galactic information back, and I speak light language and give it to people as a package. That's like a technology or modality that I, just one of the things that I've been shown I'm doing for my own work that will help people if
and
they
it's
ask.
Awesome. And she told me not to show it to others, so I'm not going to. But
you can show it. It's on my website. You can see
it. It's incredible. And I highly recommend it.
Thank you. Well, I do lots of the galactic scripts. I'll write a script that's specific to you, but then I also do these, it's like glyph drawings with these scripts. But anyway, this idea is that everybody has a unique signature. So if you think of the creator said, go out, I want to find out everything about myself, good, bad, and different, no judgment, just go out and do stuff. That's why, you know, there are certain high vibrational people in this world that talk about us being on the leading edge of thought, the leading edge of consciousness, is that we're like the arms and legs and feelers for this divine creator. Even if you're an atheist, I'm basically an atheist because I've never followed specific religious dogmas except Buddhism a little bit, but it's really about spirit.
Right.
The original essence is alive. And this is what Tesla energy is about. This electromagnetic photonics that are happening, all the string theory, it's all constantly.
It's creation.
Possible. Creation is creating as we're speaking.
Yes.
So this light language is just an intention of creation. So you're out there doing your guardianship. Somebody else is, you know, building a house. Somebody else is dreaming a dream. It's all possible. Mm-hmm. And then it's just about the intention and the will. So this is why it is so important right now for people to understand your mind can create anything. Mm. And the power of your mind can kill somebody or it can build planetary systems. It is really, we are really that powerful. And that's why we're...
And especially now, folks, because the blockages have been removed big time.
Yeah.
That's why we've got to really revamp our thinking.
Yes.
And I'm speaking to myself too. Every one of us, I don't think there's a person out there that's not going through this.
Yeah.
We really have to really question our thinking when something's not serving us.
Yeah. And that's the thing that you're talking about right there is letting go of things that no longer serve us.
Yeah.
You've had a difficult time with somebody, just let it go. Thank you very much. I learned my lesson. I don't need to understand it. You don't always need to find
it. You don't need to slice and dice it. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to justify yourself because of it.
Well, the point is, as you're feeling it, and this is the emotional state that's so important to experience, is if you cry, when you're crying, you're just letting the moment go. That is the release. Yeah. It's not about figuring it out and how do I do whatever. So we don't have time anymore. This idea of being out of time, you know, what's happening is this whole thing about manifestation I was mentioning is our timelines have collapsed. Basically, after 2012, it's really true. The Earth went through this photonic belt. You can look at it on scientific websites. Our Earth is vibrating differently. There's cosmics. Basically, we're being rained on by stardust all the time, which is opening our minds. This thing I keep wanting to really talk about, it's very exciting, about this blue etheric energy that's coming in. These, you know, lots of people talk about these diamond photonics and stuff. So the sunlight, even the photons that are coming in, are different shapes and different...
And the color.
And the color and the energy. So what's happening is as we vibrate faster, that's basically all that's happening. We're in 3D, 4D, 5D simultaneously. As we vibrate faster, the density changes.
Yes.
So, you know, you can feel physically heavy. Like when you eat a really big meal, you're like, ugh. You know, it's going to be lighter. This is why we're evolving our palate. You know, the foods that we eat, what we do, we're getting away from like the 9 to 5, or what I was doing was the 7 to 11. I mean, you know, those work hours, or, you know, and all of this is consciousness raising itself. And it's related to this light language, because what's happening is these, just everything is evolving really quickly. So when you talk about language and light language, it's just exchanges of information. It's electric, magnetic energy. So when you think about the photon, the neurons in your brain are happening. Our pineal gland, for people that don't know this, is, you know, it's been coated by lots of crap. And it's basically, people are doing this through meditation and through food and diet, is the calcium that's around your pineal gland is releasing, in a sense. Even if you don't do this deliberately, the sun photonics that are hitting our body are actually making this happen. This is why people are awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So this veil, the stuff that you're seeing in the world, you know, I keep going back to Standing Rock and the election and, you know, breakdowns of systems and the money system, is so important because our timelines are done. You know, we're not, so this idea of you think a thought, it manifests, it really does. I thought of
very quickly.
Spirit trip, and I'm living it.
Yeah,
you know. So
completely different concept, but that's really what we're at. And the, I'm going to call them malevolent timelines, meaning those timelines that we ultimately don't want.
Yeah,
that perhaps were created through miscreation. Mm-hmm. Those are dissipating.
Absolutely.
Those are say, you know, say bye to those. So we really are in the moment. We've talked about it for decades, but now we're really in it.
Well, yeah. And I was watching this video of Standing Rock, and I realized, I just want to touch on this real quickly, because yesterday and today were huge, huge shifts in energy. And I woke up at 1:44 in the morning.
I did too.
Star people were in a ship over me, and all these beings came and they said, this is the time of transition. And what I keep hearing and being told and seeing is, it's not about the pipeline. It's not about the black snake. It's not about the oil. It's not about putting the energy there. It's not about fighting the bad guys. It's not about pushing back. It's not about our human rights. It's so much more than that. It's about the unification of water.
Yes.
And love. Water is love. And the problem is when people are going and putting all this energy toward, I don't like what's happening, or the police are being brutal, or whatever, you're just feeding the fire. Or anytime you think, I want the pipeline shouldn't be there. Anytime you're using that energy, or the words of protest, or peaceful protest even, you're feeding that. We need to look at this in a different way. Mm-hmm. Look at all the tribes that are being united that have been completely disparate for lots of different reasons. They are working together because they have a common goal of water. Water is the great sustainer of life. All of this is about water.
Absolutely.
You know, so water is life, and this is what we're fighting for us, for our children, for the future generations. Absolutely. It's the great unifier, and nothing else. All of, you know, if you go and
it's the womb. It's the womb of mother.
It is.
It is where creation comes from. Seriously,
it's actually
creating out of water.
It's even a step farther than that. They're telling me it is creation.
Yeah, itself. It is creation.
So water, you know, we're water babies. Our bodies are made of water, so we need water to sustain ourselves on this planet. I mean, it's love. Water is love. Water is life. That's what it means. It doesn't just mean it keeps us alive and keeps us going. You know, what's the purpose of that? It's
I just had an aha. I have.
Yeah. What's that?
And obviously they're all talking to me too. You know, I read an article a long time ago, and it said that the scientists were blown away because they discovered that the water on this planet did not come from this planet.
Yeah.
And they had proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was biologically and molecularly impossible to have come here, that it had come from space.
Yep.
So even that, you know, kind of backs up what you just said, that we're that water essence is connected to all.
It's, you know, the all string. Life. It's basically they show me visions. It's the string of life.
Wow.
So water. Wow. So light, sound, and vibration. Those key things, which is about light language that I speak and different people speak. I'll get back to that in a minute, but it's the glue of life. You know, water exists and doesn't exist on different planetary systems, but it's energy and light and sound and vibration. So water is alive. When we talk about, one of the things these star people show me is, you know, sun, when there's a droplet of sun or a beam of sun, it's just photons of light. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Our DNA, you know, they've seen patterns and you know, I'm not scientific in this way, but, you know, these coded, you know, two strands, 12 strand, whatever. There's physical molecules in your body, but when you break it down to the essence of the essence, mm-hmm. it's all light. Our DNA is actually light codes. Mm-hmm. So again, going back to this light language, when I speak these tones and sound and the tonality of my voice, which you do it differently, you know, you have a different resonance and that kind of thing. It reunites with something that's already inherently in all of our body systems. There's like a universal code or universal seed is what I see. And that's why you feel that way. When I hear somebody speaking light language, I'll feel a certain way. But it has different vibrations and different flavors. So just to summarize the light language conversation, it's something that everyone knows even if you've never heard it before. And then on top of that, there are unique strains of that. So I would do it differently than somebody else. Most of the people, if you go online and Google light language, which is important for people to understand now, is most people have had ET experiences or connections or what they call abductions, which are not necessarily bad. So they've been activated by star people. And this woman, Mary Rodwell, who I absolutely adore.
I'm interviewing Mary next week.
Okay. I love her, and I have friends that are connected with her, and I'm hoping to do some work with her, just to see what she feels about all this stuff that's happening with me. It's pretty funny, but she has basically tracked and interviewed lots and lots of people, and it's sort of the same thing. They get these same understandings and vibrations, and you know, she's basically starting to document these things, and people write. The method that they do, the script and the language and the tone and how it comes out is very unique to them. But some are real clear, I'm from Sirius and this is the message. And some are just like, I speak light language. But there's thousands of people that do it all over. when I started Googling, I just heard that term, language of light or light language. It's talked about in ancient scrolls and, you know, lots of very important ways. So lots of people do.
Isn't it true, Jenny, that, you know, if I look at like the Japanese language and the Chinese language, where they use a symbol.
Yes.
And it actually represents like an entire sentence.
Yes. Okay. So good point. You are so, we're totally on the same wavelength right now. So one of these things that these Arcturians are teaching me with all these different Arcturian, Tau Ceti, Orion, these different language systems is just like that. I studied Japanese for about 4 or 5 months. And there's in Japanese, there's hiragana, which is like a child's language, which is phonetic. Like hikari. Hikari means light. Light. I like that word. I know I just mentioned that. It's interesting. He is a character. Ka is a character. And ri is a character in hiragana. Then they have katakana, which is maybe more, what I understood is a more like advanced characters. Hikari. There's three different characters. It's like script versus printing or something. Then there's kanji, which is a what do they call it? I'm not a linguist and I didn't study this in depth, but it's a complex character. So hikari is one character script, like a glyph, right? Okay. Hikari, which can mean, if you put it next to something, it can, like light, you can say hikari is something like this table is light, or the day is, sunlight is light, or, you know, it has different meanings in different contexts. So ironically that you just mentioned that, this is the thing I was going to bring up with these symbols that I write. They, oh my God, fancy that. When I write these characters, sometimes they'll say, that one character, one light language or star language character means like a sentiment, like, like a feeling. And one can be a thought form, like tree. And one can be like, I'm going for a walk. It's a concept. Or one could be actually in the little character, a symbol, exists a whole blueprint for a universe. I mean, it's really interesting. So I'm just like, I'm code breaking and code talking.
So think about that. So you're reading all these different connotations within that word light.
Yes.
You know, and I think the other reason that this is coming into my space, you know, to interview you, and we've got some really cool guests coming up. Do you know Magenta Pixie?
I've heard of the name, but I don't know.
He's going to be coming on, everybody, by the way. Santos Bonacci, he's coming up. I've actually gotten some help with my interviews, which I desperately needed, so that's cool. You know, instead of trying to run all that. But I think, you know, I asked him, I was like, well, because I leave it up to spirit, who I'm supposed to interview. And I said, you know, what direction are we going in? And I noticed language is coming up.
Yes.
The language or the symbols of the universe.
Yes.
Because this is where we're going. And we're going to be dumping a lot of the language that we use now, because it's convoluted and it's distorted and it's not necessarily of the truth of who we are. So I think this is perfect timing, you know.
Well, what they're showing me is these are all tools, just like any tools. The internet was a tool. I was one of the first people actually on the internet when I got tuned into it. There were
What year was that?
Oh God, I don't ancient 80s. I mean late 80s, 90s,
late 80s, mid
pre Netscape, before Netscape even started. Yeah. I was working with a company that had a vision way ahead of its time to do like online film editing from East Coast to West Coast, and it wasn't quite the right time, but now, you know, that would have been pretty cool. But there were like 2,000 people on the internet at that point. So, and everybody was like, just like cell phones, like, why do I need this? What am I going to do with this? It's because, so when you look at the evolution and history of evolution, you know, in the past 50 years, we've evolved a billion times over what we've done in 100 or 200, 300, 400 years. Time is compressing. So this idea of evolving into another language, it's really interesting, because I believe that the internet had a purpose to bring us all together in a certain way, but it will dissolve in and of itself, technology, and it's a precursor for understanding telepathy.
Yeah.
So you and I, we can look at each other. I can see a video of you. Can you imagine 10, 20 years ago doing this? I mean, we see it in right. films, which, by the way, everything that you see in movies exists.
Yeah. I know. And it's actually a way to prepare us.
It's a preparation, and it's also, there are people that are working with thought forms and technology and things that are so beyond. So part of it is they're not showing us this for obvious reasons, and part of it is that we already understand it. We're doing this weird thing.
It's soft. In some ways.
Yeah. So now this symbol. You know,
Jenny, you mentioned something that I think is so important.
Yep.
That I would like you to talk to the audience about. There are people out there. I work with a lot of healers. Mm-hmm. The healers know I honor them mm-hmm. with my whole heart and soul because they have been on the front lines. Mm-hmm. They do their work. They're working really hard. They come from their heart. They come from a state of compassion. Yes. They're really trying to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I hear is they cannot turn off certain gifts that they have. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned in one of your prior interviews about, well, you know, you just need to learn that you got to turn it off.
Yeah, so absolutely.
What would be your recommendation for that?
Well, everybody has to do it differently, but, you know, I was watching that TV psychic who I love her. I think her name's Teresa. You know, she's talking about, she goes everywhere and she goes into these
British?
Places.
British?
No, she's American. I mean, it was a while ago, but she can't, it's hard for her to turn off. So she'll be just doing her daily grocery run and, you know, the people come in and then she feels, you know, her obligation or her contract is to tell these people these things. But, you know, I walk around and I see spirits and souls and disincarnates and light beings. And then they're all coming to me. I'm told because I'm kind of an open vessel and it got really overwhelming. And I learned just to say, slow down or no, you know, we work with each other. So it's like, you know, a partnership. You have to learn this dance. You know, it's like mother and child or, you know, business partnership or something. You have to have an agreement.
Right.
So these star people don't understand physical form. So they don't understand money. You can't say, give me money, help me with money. Yes. You have to use the term abundance and energy because that's something that they work with. They don't understand our physical body so that, you know, they'll be pummeling me with these huge download packets of information. And I'm like, you know, yes, I can handle it because I was kind of built for this. I've done this work before, but I need a break. I need to rest. They don't understand sleep. They don't understand food. So you have to, in working with these, just like if you're talking to an ascended master or a guardian or, you know, your helpers or your guides, you have to talk to them in a way that they can understand. So this is like finding a common language.
Yes.
You know? So I don't say...
But in parameters.
In parameters. So I'll say, I need help with abundance so that I can get my work done.
Yes.
So that I can get these messages out to the people. So, you know, that's a purpose. You have to have an intention and a purpose. And really matter if it's not selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to take care of myself, but we are always, always taken care of when we're of service to others.
Yes.
You know, always food, money, you never have to worry about that stuff if you walk that way. But this understanding of regulating it, it's really important too. If you're feeling spirits around you or guides around you, ask them, who are you? How are you working with me? What's your name? Give me a name that I can work with. It's like you meet somebody at a party or a club or a work or something. If you see them around, at some point you got to get their name, rank and file, what's their job, what they want from you, and what do you want to work on with them. So these spirits are all around all the time. And if you feel them, whether it's negative or positive, ask them who they are, you know, what's their purpose. And the thing that people really need to understand is no one can harm you against your will. It's will. So if you're feeling some dark energies kind of harassing you, you say, goodbye, get out of here. Just, no, we don't have time for this. You send them away. I am doing something important. There's no work here for you to do. Go do something else. And that's how you regulate it.
Let me add to that. I would also recommend that people recognize that there are other aspects of your being mm-hmm. that are simultaneously living out other lives and experiences, other missions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of them may not be on the same wavelength or the same, let's just put it this way, belief system mm-hmm. that you have here. And so it's really important to call all of them in when you're doing that all the aspects of your being in and ask that they all honor your request to support you in this decision.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to make a contractual understanding with them. And this is where it becomes really important. And these messages that I get that I also try to share with people is you need to understand your body system. First of all, who you are, what you're made of, how you work with this. Our physical systems are these amazing GPS systems. We're completely coded with all the information we need.
It is amazing.
You know, so we're out of the time. We're done with the time of looking for a teacher, a guru, a master. You carry all the information inside of yourself. So like you were talking about going inside and this internal experience versus like all the stimulation of stuff happening outside. Very, very important for people to question, why are you here? What is your mission? Why did you want to come here? How does this body work? Why is my heart doing this? How can my hands push energy out? How can I help and be of service? Then you're talking about these different possibilities of existence. So it's true. When you look at what the bleep do we know, they talk about, you know, that I love that movie. Or, I don't know, there's like four or five different movies that talk about infinite possibilities. There's a you and me that are having this conversation. There's another aspect of us who are lying on a beach in Fiji. There's another aspect of us who's, you know, struggling. All over. So the point is we're choosing at this point, it's a consciousness choice for us to do this, but that's why anything and everything is possible, because you can just shift your understanding of, okay, I'm going, there's no wrong way to do this.
Right.
That's what the judgment is. So,
and let me add, this is a time where it's okay for us to just say, wow, I thought about that. I believed that then. I revered that then. That worked for me then. It's not working for me now. And not go into beating yourself up or beating anybody else up who did the same thing. I'm saying that for all the masters on the planet. We are going to start facing this over and over and over again. Those beings of light that we really trusted, that we really worked with, that we loved, and we did ceremonies with them and all kinds of stuff. And we're going to eventually get similar messages where we're going to say, you know what, that's not working for me anymore. Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. We don't need to go into like a crucifixion of ourselves because of it.
Well, that's the judgment that you...
Right.
Yeah, you release that judgment, but then you're also not judging yourself because you're realizing that there's no accident. There's no wrong way to do it. So, you know, so you bump into a wall, you break something or something happens. It just happened. It's just something that happened. If you don't put any judgment on it, like I'm bad or I caused this or this person made me mad or something. If you suspend that at that moment, that's basically what we're doing is this is the unplugging from this matrix is not like you said, okay, so I didn't like that thing before. It didn't work for me. So I wish this person well, and I love them, but I don't have to have a completion conversation or anything like that. Gone are the days when we need to do that. You just change your thinking in a moment to correct it. And then, you know,
and there's a lot of support. Like I can hear people going, that's a lot easier said than done. If you start doing that, you're going to notice how much more support there is from the universe for you to do that.
Well, what people don't really understand is this, our timelines have collapsed. So when you think of time, you think of time is affected by gravity and space. So yesterday, today, tomorrow, what people are physically experiencing, and scientists are even documenting this, is our 24-hour day is really 16 to 18 hours of real time. What we normally felt is 24 hours.
Amazing.
It physically feels like that's why you never have enough time to get anything done now, because time is actually collapsing. And that's happening because of the electromagnetic changes in the earth and these photon beams that are coming through us, and basically gravity is collapsing in on itself. So this is why if you have a thought, if you say, I love whales, at some point a whale is going to, like, you would just manifest being next to a whale very quickly. Or I don't like this thing. The thing that you don't like, you're going to call into existence. This is why people need to understand right now, more than any time in the world, any thought that you have will manifest one way or another. And it's not
really there.
It's not like 2 months down the line, you know, I had this attitude about this person. Oh, I don't like what they're da-da-da-da-da. You know, that will come back to you eventually. Now it's like, boom, you get residual feedback, you know.
Yeah, boomeranged.
Positive thoughts are...
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't have that positive thought, you just say, you know what? Nah, I changed my mind.
Yeah, just
you
do
know,
it.
I don't really believe what I just said to myself or... You know, you just, but if you start really doing that more and more, you're going to get out of the mental body that we've been literally bound to, and you're going to go back into, you know, what they always talk about, which is love, which is, you know, like your heart just is one of the most brilliant organ systems, way more intelligent than our mind, way more intelligent than our mind.
Well, I learned from a great teacher that when you're born, when your cells are born and creating a fetus, the heart is the first organ that actually grows.
Yes.
Out of your heart grows your tongue. It's very interesting. So your heart and your, well, this is the way I was taught, is your heart and your tongue are one muscle that's related.
Wow.
So you're actually speaking your heart.
Wow.
What's happened is I know it's amazing. We've gotten so much into our head, and even in our brain, you have a right and left hemisphere. You know, for people that don't know this, I mean, you and I do, but your right side of your brain affects the left side of your consciousness. And the left side affects your right side, your right eye, and all the way down. So one is very conceptual and creative and open, and one is very literal and, you know. So our brains were one. And this is what's interesting, these Sasquatch keep showing me, they have one mind. You know, the Aboriginal people, physically are different. They have, their brain is constructed with one mind, so they understand this universal mind. They can tap into nature. The indigenous elders in this country, all over the world, the indigenous people that are truly in touch with nature and their heart are one mind. That's why they can, they feel the earth move. They can see, you know, leaves move, and that's a consciousness conversation from somebody in another place. Or, you know, a fire happens, they can look in the fire. It's basically scrying life and energy. And these are the kind of gifts that I'm being shown that I do. I mean, it's incredible. I can look at a stone and kind of read the information out of it.
You're so much describing what we all want, so that when we make more constructive choices, not just for ourselves, but for everything that is affected by that choice we make.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and this is where we're talking about, okay, if we're going to use our mind, we need to make sure we use it constructively, because it is really impacting.
Yes.
It's, you know, I see it like a pebble in a pond. Mm-hmm. You know, if you make a choice that's impacting, like for example, okay, I'm doing this radio show with you, right? So I'm impacting millions of people that ultimately end up seeing this interview. Mm-hmm. And it's like waves.
Mm-hmm. It is waves.
It's waves. That's why each person.
That's why each person, do not think that you're not important.
Absolutely.
One person, it's the butterfly effect. But you know, I learned something very interesting, that breezes, oceans, air, you know, ocean air and the hurricanes and everything are started by butterflies. And these winged creatures, the ladybugs, their little fluttering of their wings somewhere in the world has created this incredible force of air movement. You know, these big hurricanes and things. And look at water, it's the same thing. You know, little drop of water in an ocean. One drop. You must have everything. So this,
Jenny? Think about what's happened. I don't know if anybody's noticed this. Think about what's happened to our bees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's been carrying the load for the bees, I've noticed, mm-hmm. is the butterflies.
Yeah.
And they've been flying all year round.
Mm-hmm.
They're much bigger than they normally are. They seem to live longer. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that, to do the pollination, because all the bees were died off.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I did. Well, I noticed what's really happening in the nature kingdom.
Beautiful.
If you look at, there are animals that are going extinct, but it's not a bad thing. They're just evolving.
They're going to
They're already on another dimension that we're getting up to. So, you know, when you talk about the shift, I really want to address this for a second. So everybody understands this differently. You know, the world is going to just fall apart, and then something's going to happen, or we're just going to pop in one day as blue avatars, or like, which may be possible. I think we already are, but.
Can I be purple instead of blue?
Yeah, sure. Choose a color. It's like my pretty pony. I'll be rainbow with blue sparkles. you can be whatever you want. That's really the beauty of all of this, is that we're all these, you know, sorry, you know, the griffins and the mermaids and the dinosaurs, and I mean the dinosaurs are real, but guess what? All of these things that you see are possibilities that have existed and that actually do exist on different dimensions. So we may wake up tomorrow and start seeing Arcturians and Sasquatch and unicorns and griffins and dinosaurs, and they're actually here with us now in the same moment, but a different vibrational level. That's what the density and dimensions are. So the fourth dimension is right here. The 20th dimension, the 566th dimension, there are lots of dimensions. So it's all about possibility and where we're tuning our intentions. It's all good. It's all a beautiful thing. We are doing the work that we're supposed to be doing. Just keep your head clear, stay above water. My friend gave me this beautiful analogy. He said, you know what? I've given up trying to direct it. When I really tune in with spirit, you know what I do? I'm like in a boat, I throw away my oars and just let the water guide you, and then you just flow with it. And that's really what we got to do.
We were talking, I was with three other friends yesterday. It was delightful because we're just talking spiritual talk shop.
Yeah.
For 8 hours.
Cool. And this is what I've been doing for 2 months now.
Oh my God, you know, and all of us crave that, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things, we all looked at each other and I said, have you guys noticed that what you used to do in the way that you would pull in your guidance, you would call in this person or this being or whatever. Have you noticed like less is more? Mm-hmm. Where you're not even needing to go through any of that. Mm-hmm. Even the ceremonies are becoming simplified.
Oh yeah.
And it's like they're already present because the elevation of the frequencies has been so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we're raising in our consciousness. So there's like less for us to do.
Yes.
Come into cohesion and cohabitation and communication.
Yep. It's not about the doing anymore. It's the being. And we're doing these ceremonies to the point where these spirits surround us, because we're, you know, I'm human. I deal with stuff. I, you know, have ups and downs, and I have things I'm working on. That's my human side. There's also a spiritual energetic side, just like you, like everybody else. But this group that I'm walking with now, we're in such a high vibrational ceremonial state all the time. Whether we're eating together or it's constant laughter. It's about fun and just enjoying each other's company. And, you know, we, you know, figure things out as we go along and stuff, but we're doing, you know, prayers and stuff, but our prayer is every moment, to the point that we're just being, we're walking in ceremony all the time. And I see, normally we do these calling songs or these different energies where the spirits will come in and they'll give us a message, or they'll doctor us, or they'll do different things. We're at the point right now where we're walking around as one unit of lots of different personalities, lots of different people. Wherever we go, the spirits just don't leave anymore. Mm-hmm. They're just around. We don't even need to call them in. They're just with us all the time. And people that are energetically psychic are like, wow, you know, they're all here and they don't want to go anywhere. Because, you know, and you and I are having that same experience. These guardians. And what's happening for me, like with the Sasquatch and the Arcturians, when I speak these languages or just be in this higher dimensional consciousness, because it's a consciousness, is they come in and they want to work through me, to the point where they ask me to come in. They're asking to come in and be an aspect of me now. It's the blending. So like I'm in a lodge, or I'm walking in outside, and this eagle comes to me in a vision and says, do you want to shapeshift into my body? It's even more than shamanic stuff. It's like, be one with me. And I learn all these tools and tips and tricks of how they work. And then they show me the qualities of the eagle and how we can work with it. I mean, it's brilliant. Whatever I'm being architected in these modalities and teachings and stuff, it's just coming out now. I mean,
you know what, Jenny, the other thing that we talked about yesterday that adds on to that is we keep forgetting that as much and as badly as we want to connect with our star families and our guidance and our ascended master friends, they really can't wait to do the same.
Well, the irony is they're here.
I know.
They're walking and they're here.
Even as, you know, taking it a step further, as we take that next leap, I mean,
I can't wait. It's like the big party.
I mean, we're talking every type of being from every galaxy and universe that you jive with is going to be there.
What's funny, because I have my elemental friends that love the fairies, and then I have my Sasquatch friends that we were up in Washington State doing our thing, and then I have the Star Knowledge family friends, and then I have my real earthy friends, and I'm like, I'm kind of friends with all of them, and I'm like, you know, you and I are blended that way. We're like hybrids of all these different beings and people and stuff, and this is really what I call the big show. Is this is the first time. These Arcturians show me that this is the first time in the history of any universe of universes where a planetary system and the beings on it, animals, you know, flowers, trees, people, has shifted this dimensional consciousness in physical form.
Yes.
So you look at the Egyptians. I mean, they did certain things with mummification and that kind of thing about ascension and transcendence. People don't really, really understand the essence of what that whole thing about, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but like the ascension process through mummification, or why they keep those bodies alive. What was really going on? It's a preparation. Well,
let's get into that next time. I would love to. Do you want to come back on?
I'll come back anytime.
Okay.
I love talking to you, and I just, you know, because we trigger each other. It's so great.
In fact, maybe we can talk more about some future, like a little bit more consistent shows together.
Absolutely.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how you perceive the ancient ones, because I had a monumental experience, life-changing experience with them in Africa. Mm-hmm. And they came forth and I was like, wow.
So
tell me what you've experienced.
So the first time I really experienced actually was when I was about three. One came to me, and I'm starting to understand who these beings are. They're the grand creators. They sort of work with creator, and they, in these star ways that I'm learning, they call them the Elohim. They're like the pre brotherhoods of the brotherhoods and the sisterhoods of the sisterhoods. They're kind of like the first generation of the creator aspect, and they were the ones that created others. They're like the architects of the major planetary systems. And then
they don't come in for frivolous stuff.
No, they come in when it's time to move big systems.
Yeah.
So that's why they're there. And this one that I keep talking about, this divine feminine, they call her Wakan Pahamani Wee. It's many different names for this energy. Is, I believe, one of these ancient ones, the feminine vibrational aspect of these beings. They come in and they build systems, complete systems. So it's almost like my favorite book and movie is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. And, you know, that scene where they're like, the mice are like rebuilding these whole planets. It's sort of what they do, you know, and among other things. But they work with these energies and so kind of weaving these energies. So I first saw this being when I was about 3 years old. I went out. I remember looking down at myself when I still had like diapers and stuff. I went out on the grass. I put my hands like this and I started seeing light go back and forth between my hands. Mm. And I knew it as a child. I was a light worker that way. And I saw it go around my body. I was lying on the ground. I looked up at the clouds and I could imagine my hand being behind the clouds, scrying a message to myself in the clouds. And I watched it and I was actually moving it with my mind. So I knew something at age two. I had that kind of consciousness, two or three, that I was a little different, that I came in with my veil was just open a little bit more than most people. And then this being of light, just huge beam, it's almost like just a beam of light, appeared standing kind of behind me. And they said to me personally, this is my own message, is in your 20s and 30s, your life is going to be really difficult. And there are 40s and 50s, which I am now. You're going to understand your mission and you'll understand why you came here and who we are and what you're doing. They said, now forget everything for now and just go play. This is very important, this play, this idea of play, that you're in a stream of consciousness state of mind. When you look at children playing, they're just being in tune with the world all the time. And that was really important. So that was my first experience. And I stood up and I kind of looked at this, zoom, zoom, like this light was just kind of moving in lots of different ways. And then it kind of dissipated. And I remember looking down and thinking, looking at my diapers, thinking, I'm still a kid, I'm still a baby, what do babies do? And I started looking at this other kid that was playing with me, and I watched them, like, what, they waddle like this. And I kind of actually had to get back in my body. It was really weird.
Awesome. So
at that point, I always saw myself looking down on myself. So it was like another aspect of me or something. And then later, I really saw them when we started doing these sweat lodges. I would feel them. We'd start singing the songs, these Lakota songs, and I could feel them, these beings, almost like huge, almost Kachina, you know, walking up the hill, and they were wearing this kind of regalia. I don't know how else to explain it. I think of like Aztec. I found a picture online of like Aztec jewels and like gold and just this huge headdresses and everything. And if you look at these petroglyphs, they're actually very, very, petroglyphs is a whole other conversation I want to have with you.
Cool.
You know, we came here. Those are actually symbols that we, many of us, physically wrote vibrationally to come back to re-trigger some understandings and messages we've left.
Making some notes here. So we're running out of time. So what I really want to do is I want to make sure everybody understands what you offer, the services that you offer. And I highly recommend them. She has like some really cool packages, but before we go there, the other thing I want everyone to understand is she was told to price hers at, guess what, $144. Now, that is key because she and I definitely go back to very specifics when it comes to the Templars, when it comes to the Christ bloodline, when it comes to some of the missions that we're here to do, which is definitely to inspire, to guide, to support, even to direct those that need assistance, to trailblaze. And she's doing it in her way. I'm doing it in my way. She's doing it with light language. I'm doing it with alchemy. I see myself doing the same thing, kind of downloading it into a bottle, so to speak, you know. Yeah. So tell them about your packages.
So I was guided by these star people to do these light language sessions. So I can do it over phone or Skype or in person. Basically, it's an hour sessions that you could do, a couple or just one, where these messages and information come through, and it's my understanding that my guides are kind of talking to your guides at the same time, or my higher self are talking to your higher self. So I'll speak light language as we're going through. So you can tell me there's an issue or an understanding that you want to have, or just kind of where you're at right now. So it's not really a reading. It's more like just specific messages of communication that actually, through the language, even like I'm talking now, or the light language, especially the light language, it triggers an understanding and an awakening of something you already hold in your system. So I'm not doing a reading, I'm just activating in that way. And that's what I offer.
Unlocking the DNA codes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really does. People have said to me, wow, this is just amazing. I feel something different. Or like you're stuck with a job and, you know, you're stuck with a partnership or where to go next. It's on such a different level that it affects people in lots of different ways. But you just feel really good. It's not draining, and it actually gives me a lot of energy.
Yeah, it really does make you feel great.
And then I do this other thing they've shown me called an energy frequency signature, where it's actually like a sketch or a glyph of your energy. So I like how creativity moves through your body. So I will, I can do it through a photograph. Usually I put them together for a 288 package is like, you know, numbers. These are just energetic exchange. So the money, you know, that can all be
worked out. Don't go there.
Okay. So they're together.
Live and feed yourself too. So
yes, thank you. Well, this
and
is
you're fun. Doing a lot of work for the planet, just like I do.
Yeah.
People,
okay.
People get it. So don't go there. Go
yes. Ahead. Thank you. That's about appreciation of self.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for reminding
and
me.
Healers
that.
Are not doing it enough.
Yeah. You need the energy to sustain yourself to do the work. So however that happens, exactly.
Absolutely.
So I will do these packages together, but with this energy frequency signature, I'll do a drawing, again, from a picture, but usually it's better with a phone session, and then write some galactic script that's specific to you. So a language comes through that's just for you. They show me how to put my hand over it and re-intuit the message that came through, and then I speak light language. and I send you an audio file, digital audio file, and a digital graphic file, and you activate it by just listening to it and doing it. So those are two modalities that I'm doing. So if you go to Jenny Marks, www.jennymarks.com, you can find that out under services, or you know, however you wish to do that. But I'm now being guided to do webinars. I'm working on 7 or 8 books about all these different topics from these different guides. So it's not me, it's these guides. The Arcturians are huge, Sasquatch, the Tree Nations, this Grandmother Tree, this Isis Hathor. They all have really distinct messages about different topics, from light language to alchemy to, you know, creative expression. I mean, it's just incredible how this is unfolding. For me, and I do webinars and calls and stuff. So, and the one thing I want to mention also is I've been guided to work with healers and creative artists too. So I'm starting to work with musicians and toning this light language as they're making music. Good. I'm working with artists and I'm doing it that way. So I'm just completely open to how this is evolving, but
yeah, it's really, really flexible and flowing. It's really pretty and beautiful.
It's fun.
And when she speaks it, it just goes to the core of your being.
Can I say something else in light language? I'm feeling okay. So these languages come out in lots of different forms. That people say, like, well, what does it sound like, or how is it? So I'll just ask for a couple guides to come in and do a couple different languages.
Please do.
Suma kaita de wala ma koita de washine de wasank. That's one. Gigle wala muni wala kino wala shin to wala skama to wala kano wala kujiki to wala kujiki to wala kujiki to wala sama koita to wala kujiki to wala kujiki to wala kujiki to wala kujiki to wala sama. No kita wala kujiki to wala sama to wala kujiki to wala kujiki. That's another one. Unta mua koita de washine de wala mua kino wasank de sema mua. No, kita tuwa shan di sema lewa kan nuwa san kuwesti tuwa la ngon ki di tuwa shan ki di nuwa. Mua ki ki tuwa san ni sema lewa ni ki tuwa shan. That's another. And shuma kai ti tuwa se ni nuwa lama ki ti tuwa sa. I can usually tell what guides are coming in when I hear
how it's. That last one I really resonated with.
Everybody loves this. They say it's like a grandmother just coddling you and talking to each other. You know, it's a funny voice for me, but. Shima kai no wa sama koete. Usama la wa kin no wa shin te te doa sa. Isi mo koala kai no wa shin te doa shan ki te doa. It's like a lovely, you know.
I feel like it's giving me advice.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's it's all going to be okay. That's
kind of. It is all going to. That's exactly the feeling that I came through is don't worry about fearing anything. Fearing where your money's going to come from, what's happening in the world, the earthquakes and the food system and everything. Put your mind in another place and you manifest what you want. That's really, it's fear is just in your mind. This is really true. And that's what this feeling is understand the message that came through is that you have support, that there are star energies and earth energies now that are here to help us transition this. Earth will evolve. Mother Earth is a being, and this is part of this energy that just came through with that language. I think it's connected to Mother Earth, Mother Gaia.
And that surprised me that would come on my radio show. And she's doing really well. She's doing really well, folks.
Yeah, she's chosen, just like these Sasquatch and just like us, we've chosen to come down to this lower density to have an experience, to lift our vibration. It has to happen by our choice. And this is free will. We're here by choice to evolve. So let's just get this work done.
And I'm getting a message. And the message is, thank you, Alexandra, for sharing that. She wants to remind us, the more that you pity her.
Yes.
And go into grief about her, the more that it's blocking her connection with you.
That's it.
And she says she loves you and she gets it. You know, it's like she gets that you love her, but she would be even more happy if you were overjoyed for her because she's becoming free too.
Yes.
Just like all of us.
Absolutely.
So
it's an evolving process. She's just stretching and giving birth and that's all that's happening. As she, knows, she knows how to clean herself and resonate very herself.
Very much so. Yeah. So, Jenny, it's been awesome. And I can't believe we finally got it.
I know, we did it.
I know. So, hey.
You want another one? Let's do it again.
The way I do, Jenny is definitely one of my soul sisters. I think I will definitely be having her back.
Thank you. And
feel free to send in questions or specifics. We'll write down some really cool topics that we can talk about and go from there. But thank you once again. Check out Jenny Marks. It's MARKS.com and check out her services because they do rock. So as always, I'm sending you love from my heart to yours. No matter what we disagree on, we are here to agree to disagree.
Yes.
Here to thrive and to flourish. And I am here to serve. Love you.
Love you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you for your work. And we will talk to you again next week.
Love you all. Love and light.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.